Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and we have Molly Chang with us this morning. And just as a quick reminder, at the end of the call, we will open up the line for Q&A or comments or whatever you'd like to discuss and chat about. But for the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to focus in on hearing Molly's story, and then also I've got a couple announcements too we'll make at the end of the call as well. So if you want to hang on afterwards, and we'll do that. So without further ado, we have been going on a kind of a rampage, so to speak, the last few months. I honestly, and I don't know, Molly, you will probably attest to this, I don't know if we've ever had a significant enhancement of a Nikan solution like we've had with the Vital Balance. And what
I think Nikan will make history with this product.
I really do think they will, because we've seen improvements in, you know, oh my goodness, going back to the mag steps when, I mean, this is years ago when they enhanced that, and the sleep system has been enhanced several times because research and studies and, you know, technology changes. And when that does, you know, just like, you know, Nike's philosophy, if it ain't broken, we need to fix it anyway. So we've got to take advantage of what else is out there and improve upon what we have. And Molly has sent me this morning, or maybe you sent this last night, I'm looking at Molly's journey over what has taken place, oh my goodness, when you were diagnosed, well actually before you were diagnosed, when some really extreme physical syndromes or conditions started occurring in your life. But Molly, I want to go back just for the sake of people that have never heard you. Molly's from Dayton, Ohio, and I have no idea how we connected or how our paths crossed. But let's go back to where you started with Nikan to get kind of set the, you know, foundation so people understand. Why did you get into Nikan to begin with? What was the attraction? What was going on in Molly's life?
Well, it was like most of people introduced because they have physical needs. My problem was the knee was injured because I had not exercised for a long time, and I say on that particular day, today isn't a day. So I took a rope, jump rope, and gather a couple and their grandson to the park. When they were playing on the grass, I jumped rope around and around on cement. And so I have injured my knee.
And I'm going to guess if you're talking about doing that with a grandson, you were not in your 30s when you did this.
Well, in any case, at that point, I was not concerned of myself. I concerned of my husband. He had bypass surgery. And so for the whole year, I was not thinking of myself. So one day I said, today has to be the day that I start exercising.
And so I'm going to just take a stab in the dark, not knowing your whole story. You injured that knee, and that was what was the door opener for Nikan.
Yeah.
Okay.
An American friend called me and asked me what I was doing. I say, I'm very miserable. I'm lying on a couch with my foot up on the ledge, and I know I'm going to be gaining at least 1 pound if I keep doing like that. I like to eat, I like to cook, and if you don't exercise or what you swallow, then you will get.
Interesting concept how that works.
Yeah, yeah. So she said, don't move. I have the things, exactly the things you need. So she bought a knee wrap and a band, a magnetic band, the smaller one of the two. And so I just put that on, and she told me not to take it off. So they daytime and nighttime I have it, and I didn't have to lie down on the couch anymore. I just go about my business and with the magnet on, and so pretty soon I found both legs the same size, both knees the same size. So, but I keep on wearing it more, so just in case that inflammation will come back. So,
and Molly, how long ago was that? What are we talking? 5 years, 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
Oh, it's more than 10 years.
Okay, so you've been on this Neekin journey for a decade now, and
yeah.
You've seen a lot of things happen over those years. I know you have shared Neekin with lots of other people, which most of us tend to do when we have a profound product experience, or you know, experience one of these solutions in that way. And also, we feel obligated to share. But then the flip side is, we're not opposed to earning a little bit of extra income, or it developing into a full-time business. And so I want to go back to what we first started talking about, because the last few months I have been, I mean, on Saturday morning, it seems like at least once a month or sometimes twice a month, we've been focusing and talking about vital balance. And with the statistics that I shared last week with where our culture, not just our country or North America, but where our culture is transitioning, because so many other countries look at the West, they look at America and Canada, and they seem to emulate that, or their trends follow 5 to 10 years later. So has, as you said, you know, if you eat lots of good food, it's going to find a way to stay on your body. And our food has changed, and I'm not going to make this into a food call, but what we've seen happen with the vital balance has been absolutely profound. So I want to talk about your journey and what happened. I'm looking at your notes here, which this is a 4-page document that I will attach next week with my email, and I'll ask my good friend Steve to throw it up on the website as well at SaturdayAMLive.com, so you can see this, because Molly has done an excellent job of documenting what your journey of...
Ask somebody to edit it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it needs to be edited, because it's just your story, and people can get by that. I mean, get over that. But the main thing that you went through was cranial. There was another word for it here, and I can't find it now again.
Cranial means the brain.
Okay. So basically brain surgery.
Brain surgery of a particular nerve. There are 12 cranial nerves.
Okay.
And this one that it was in trouble is the biggest, because it has 3 branches.
Okay. And it was affecting your vision?
Yes. Started with the eyes. When the eyes, the inside, the eye orbit was a sore, very, very sore, and had pressure. So naturally, I go to the eye doctor.
What did the eye doctor discover?
Well, what he did was just like a regular eye doctor, just examine me for, measure me what kind of prescription for glasses, for reading and for distance driving. And so that was not enough for me. So I went back the second time, but this time specifically I said, Dr. K, you don't look at me for the measurement of my vision, or, like what you did. You look at the potential pathology. I'm sure my eyes is in trouble. I told him that. And what his response was for the second time, well, you have typical allergies. You just go to your family doctor and get antibiotic and you'll be okay. I have plenty of experience with the allergies, and it is not like that. And so I went to another doctor, ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor. So you want to give me some questions before I...
Well, you did a good job of explaining it. Because you did exactly what most of us would do, is that when we're dealing something, we go to, well, if it's a foot injury, we're going to go to a podiatrist, right?
Yeah.
You know, someone who deals with feet. But what we forget to understand is, like what you're dealing with, and I have another friend who just invested in the Nikan sleep system because he's dealing with some of the same things, and I'm going to pass on your story to him. But he went through brain surgery to remove a tumor. But anyhow, we do this. We go to the doctor that specifically focuses in on the area that we think that where the problem is, you know, if it's a wrist, you know, whatever. And so you did that.
That's a Western medicine.
That's Western medicine. But we don't understand that how everything else is connected. And my other friend too, he's seeing an acupuncturist almost daily just to deal with some digestive issues that he knows are connected to the brain surgery that they messed something up. But you discovered that going through some other series of multiple tests and that you chronologically, you know, put in your unedited story here, that it all led up to brain surgery last fall. In November of 2012. And I think the exact words are, I know your problem, we can fix it. Words you heard.
Well, and that was not until November. So from May to the last part of October, it was not diagnosed. So for 5 months, I was in pain, the whole left side of my face. And I was desperate when it came to the pain on the we call it maxillary, the upper part of the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Molar was terrible, painful that I could not take it anymore. I said, I need help. So I went to ER and stayed there overnight, and they did all kind of tests and started me on anti-seizure medication. And that immediately changed me, my mood and, you know, all kind of stomach problems. And so, well, do you want me to continue?
Yeah, no, what I think you're highlighting is some of the journey. And ultimately, I'd like to, you know, if we can fast forward a little bit, because you had the surgery in November of last fall, so almost a year ago, and because you weren't... The whole syndrome, the whole condition of your eye and your face and some of the other things that were contributing to that or that were associated with that. But after the surgery, let's talk about that. And then your determination to get well again. I mean, as wellness consultants, that's what we want to do. That's what we want to do with our physical bodies. We want to get well. And yet you were still struggling with everything that Nikan had. And then come February, Nikan reintroduces the Vital Balance with a whole new formulation. And again, looking at your notes, you had been doing quite a bit of research on the, you know, what fuels the brain, what causes the brain to function at its best, the concept of utilizing medium chain triglycerides with simple sugar, or with, in our formulation, only 1 gram of sugar, which is huge. So what happened in February when you started utilizing the Vital Balance?
Well, I just continue to use it once I started. As far as the time of day to use, we were a little bit of a struggle there. We used to have a good breakfast, has everything, the eggs, the fresh fruits, the bread, or cooked oatmeal. So when 12 ounces of the drink. That takes some time.
When you say it takes some time, you mean it takes time to adjust and adapt.
Yeah.
To going from a big all-American breakfast. And by the way, we probably should let people know that that's not a Texas accent that Molly has from the South. And Molly, were you born in China, or did your parents immigrate when you were younger, or?
I was born in the southern China.
Okay. So,
when communism took over China, 1949, we went to Taiwan. My father was in Chiang Kai-shek's army, the nationalist army. So, I came from Taiwan. I was born in China.
And you immigrated to the United States then at what age?
About 16 or 17.
Okay, so you're a teenager. So I just want to throw that out there. I mean, everybody by this point can figure out that, as I said, it's not a Texas accent that Molly has. And nothing against any of our Texas friends who are on the line or listening to the recording. But adapting over from an all-American, and I'll call it that, a big breakfast, you know, the Denny's restaurant, that chain calls it, you know, the Grand Slam, or, you know, you go to any American restaurant and, you know, even the buffets that exist for breakfast, of all things, and it's the eggs, it's the bacon, it's the lots of fresh fruit and all these wonderful things to, you know, start our day, because breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So making that transformation, as you said, over to a 12-ounce shake is quite a big deal.
Yeah.
And when you take just two scoops of the Vital Balance and you mix it in with water, which is what's recommended, and drinking that first thing of the day, you said it took you a while to adapt. What made you stick with it?
Well, regardless of what time of day we drink, we always drink at least one 12 ounce of that. So sticking to it is no problem. I know the property of medium chain triglyceride. I had read a book. Let me see if I can get the name out of it. There's some noise here. A doctor named Mary T. Newport. The name of the book is Alzheimer's Disease. What if there was a cure? The story of ketones are the information on the cover. And she said exactly like what Roger Drummer said. Basically, it's just that medium chain triglyceride, the raw material from coconut. She used the coconut. Of course, you can use the palm oil. It's even better because there are more medium chain triglycerides per I don't know what is the unit of measurement, but it's 60% of it is medium chain triglycerides that Nikan now has. Dr. Newport said it's just that simple. Medium chain triglyceride is converted in the liver into ketone, and then it is a very direct energy for the brain cell. And so when she discovered that for her husband, she gave 2 tablespoons in breakfast time, and he has a tremendous improvement with his Alzheimer's syndrome. So she started to do more research, and her goal is to get national funding for Alzheimer's research or for medium chain triglyceride research. So that is really the basis for all this, and it is really easy to explain. Medium-chain triglyceride is fat, but good kind of fat. It is medium-chain, not long-chain. So when it burns them, it burns ketone. Not only the fat from the food, the triglyceride from the coconut or palm oil, but after we finish burning what we drink, then it starts burning our body's fat. So that's why we start to lose our body weight, lose the fat, lose the inches on the waist.
And that's one of the things that, as you've noted here in your notes that I'm looking over right now, is that getting the high dosage of it in the Vital Balance, our bodies actually can literally ramp that up, and that's why we're seeing such phenomenal results. And it's that one of the biggest misnomers is that I talk to people every single week, well, how much weight can you expect to lose or to drop, and in how much time? And I said, it's not just about the weight, it's the inches, it's getting rid of all of that that our body is stored up. And we're not getting it in our foods, because there's very few foods out there that have the medium chain triglycerides in them, but Neekin has put it in this shake, and I think that's one of the things that we're missing. We so often focus in on it as a weight loss, and it's not a weight loss. And one of the fascinating things that continues to amaze me is talking to people who have experienced the inches that have disappeared. And maybe their weight changed a little bit, but maybe it hasn't. And I know for you and in so many others, that's just one aspect. It's the brain development. Your mind is sharper. And Molly, for the record, you know, the two things that a guy is never supposed to ask a female is, you know, your age and your weight. But for the sake of this call, what are both of those numbers so people understand what we're talking about here?
Well, I'm almost 74.
Okay, so almost 74, and what's your current weight?
105.
105, and how tall are you, Molly?
Used to be 5'2".
Okay.
Lately I haven't, measured, so I don't know.
Okay, well, you're at your ideal exact weight for your body size, and that's what makes it fun, is because we can, as we age, we're not, unless we're aggressively working out and toning our body, but even then, how do we maintain getting rid of the inches and the extra fat? Because muscle does weigh more than fat, and so there's that whole misnomer that, you know, well, your weight for your height and all that stuff. But what you're experiencing, along with what my mom, both my parents, who are 71, and people even today can't imagine that my mom was at one point very overweight, an extra one third of her body weight. Am I doing that math correctly? No, half of her body weight again. But she's just like you. She's your same height and the same, you know, basically the same weight. And that's what's really neat about this. Molly, what would you, to kind of wrap this up, because I want to take a turn here, because I received an email just late last night.
Yeah.
And if Selena Kennedy is on the line, I'd like her to hit star six and share, because she had an experience very similar to yours with the discovery of the medium-chain triglycerides, and with what their natural path for her and her husband, Bob, what their natural path had them on. But Molly, for you, with the Vital Balance, what would you say that was just the greatest thing that you've discovered in the last few months?
I'm glad that you asked that, because stress dealing was very, very weak for me after surgery. And for me to run into the problem of losing my passport the last minute, and yet I wanted to go to Canada for the Canadian summit because I lost 7 months of my time, my life. I lose a lot of information because at that point, Dennis Estes started the Bojabi training and RI training, all that. And there, the computer shine on my eyes. I cannot take that long. And then even sunglasses, when I go outside, it is also hard. So I had no chance of really absorb anything from what they were teaching. So it was imperative that I would go. So the stress was then the search for this passport, and then finally decided, okay, I had lost it. So I'll call various numbers, like State Department, where to get the passport replacement. So they gave me Detroit and Chicago. Of course, I chose the Detroit because from there I skip over to Canada. So then when the phone connection was all done, because that was a difficult phone connection. There's no person to answer you any question, just the automation. And so finally, though, I made an appointment with the passport distributor center in Detroit. And so I finished with that after lining up for it. And 4:30, I start driving toward Windsor, which is the closest port. So all the way to Canada, the whole trip, all in one day, was 500 miles from here, Dayton to Detroit, from Detroit to Toronto. I got there at 9 o'clock. And Madeline, her group, originally I was going to Madeline the day before and sleep overnight and hitch a free ride with the group there. But it didn't work that way, so I said God had tried my strength and stamina, and I got his approval.
Well, and I think that just, you know, so people understand, 74 years old, and yet, and as you said, 7 months of your life was gone because of this and discovering in the surgery and wanting, and it was your desire to go to the Canadian summit here, just last month. And you can't do that. You can't cross the border anymore without a passport. And all the other things that affected into that, and yet you honestly feel, and I agree with you 100%, that when you have an ally, like a solution like the Vital Balance, it allows the body to bounce back and gives you the memory function to make the decisions and to even drive to pull this off, because we all know people that are much younger than you, that have, they can't even, because of an issue, something that they've experienced, they can't do what they used to be able to do. And, you know, this is...
Well, another reason I had to go is all my uplands are there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all my uplands, Bo Tennis, Mike DeWitt,
right.
Yeah, Bruce Black, and... Of course, Dennis Estes now is a closer, so he is also my husband. But the rest...
you simply want to travel to Toronto to be with all these people, and I don't blame you.
Yeah, well, get in a person to person basis, so that when I really now want to work and I have the tool to work, I want the uplines to help me.
Sure. You want your team of business associates that are going to help you out. I want to switch gears here, and I apologize for the curveball, Molly, but thank you so much for sharing that. Because Selena Kennedy, again, and Selena, are you on the line with us now?
I am.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm looking over what you had emailed to me, and again, this just came about, in the last minute here. But I'd like you to share with the group because it completely validates what Molly has shared about the medium chain triglycerides and how it affects our bodies, and especially with getting rid of the extra fat or but share with the group what happened for you and your husband Bob.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'll give you our statistics. I turned 76 this month and Bob will be 78 next month. And we just celebrated our third wedding anniversary this week.
Well, congratulations.
Anyway, well, getting back to the naturopath, we have seen her in January, and she is putting all of her clients on the paleo diet, which is no grains, no sugar, no legumes, very minimal dairy. And we had heard about this diet for quite a while, and it was like, how can you live without bread and oatmeal and all that stuff? Well, anyway, so but we decided to take the plunge in January, and it was working quite well, and we've really been enjoying it. It's an adventure, I have to say. And in February, of course, the Vital Balance came out. So I showed her the formula, and she said, well, this is by far the best meal substitute formula I've ever seen. However, I don't like the vegetable protein. Rice and legumes or beans are not on the paleo period. So, and she says, I prefer the coconut oil MCTs, which she also had put us on.
Okay, so if rice and grains are not on the paleo diet, but are vegetables not on there?
Oh, absolutely. Mainly meat. It's a high fat, high protein, very low carb diet.
Oh, okay. That doesn't really make sense, much sense to me. But I mean, to each his own.
I mean, it's to eat a breakfast of bacon and lots of eggs, and I mean that's kind of typical of what it is. And like I say, we were feeling good, but the weight wasn't coming off. Of course, our metabolism is not as swift as it used to be. But anyhow, we had just reached the plateau. And anyway, so and in the meantime, we were using the Vital Balance just for, like, before church on Sunday when you were in a hurry or in just hurry up meals. And also I used it for a dessert, used in a mix to make a frozen dessert, which we really love. But anyway, we thought, oh, the heck with this. We're just going to go, you know, the Vital Balance all the way. And so we're now losing about 2 pounds a week.
And I find it fascinating. And nothing against naturopaths, and especially yours. I find it funny. It's very humorous that we can get into a set system of, well, we only accept this. And I really prefer this, and what I've discovered in my research, and we get into these ruts as adults. We're good at that, and that your naturopath has basically said that, you know, I prefer the MCTs, or the medium-chain triglycerides derived from coconut oil, and that being the only source, and that's why, you know, with Nikan using palm oil, that it, however, your results are proof that you increase the vegetable protein with only one sugar and one carbohydrate, which, according to what you just said, the paleo diet is, you know, low carbs or no carbs is the way to go. But vegetables are full of carbohydrates. And yet Nikan in the formulation was able to do that without all the extra carbohydrates. And you had said in your email, that you actually, you feel you're underweight now?
No. I had a goal of a certain number that I wanted to reach, and I have reached that. And I'm teetering around that number. And I'm just wondering if I continue as is. Bob needs to lose another 15 or 20 pounds. So, I mean, I think we have found the solution for the rest of our lives. But I'm just wondering, okay, once you reach your ideal weight and you don't want to lose a lot more, what is the best solution to just add calories or add whatever it takes
that question.
Good. Okay.
Okay. My background is nursing, and from nursing, we studied nutrition, and I myself have the interest in that too. And I taught Chinese cooking for many, many years, and I said this is the standard you will learn. Wherever Chinese restaurant you go in a nation, you compare this with the restaurant you go to. So I have a good grasp of nutrition so far. Unless something changes in the world, turning upside down, you know, like coconut used to be the best thing because it coagulates, it becomes solid in room temperature.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's the best. Okay, now for us, I too don't need to increase the weight. In fact, I could increase 10 more because that was my original okay, you would eat things of protein to start with.
Yes.
Protein, like peanuts has quite a bit of oil, cashew nut has quite a bit of oil, and whatever else, potassium tastes good. So I find the potassium, well, without salt, tastes better than with salt. So any nuts that you like, you can ground it up and drink it as a soup. If you need some sweet stevia, I had used
stevia
long time. We can use stevia in the Vital Balance. So eggs is a good to go with the meal, the meal meaning Vital or Balance. And I don't know about the bacon, like some people say it is good to eat that kind of a big kind of cholesterol, I imagine, because it's from the animal.
Yeah, and this is where I have to interject here, because we as Nikan Wellness Consultants, if we're drinking the Pymag water out of the waterfall or the bottle, we're doing that because we want to neutralize our pH. We want to get it more into the, you know, 7, right in that neutral area, and that's why a slightly higher alkaline water will do that. If we're, okay, and you guys, I'm not, folks, please understand here, I am not Jewish, okay? I just, as a kid, I've never enjoyed eating any kind of pork products. Do a little bit of research, and I'm sure there's someone out there who's going to email me or call me and say, well, if it's organic, raised pork, pigs, hogs, then it's better for you. Well, I beg to differ, because, and look at what every single, nutritional microscopist will tell you, is that if you want to get your body more into the alkaline or more into the neutral side, stay away from things that are highly acidic. Pork is the highest form of acid that you can put in your body. It is the highest. I mean, short of just drinking pop, okay, or carbonated beverages. But as far as a protein source, a meat source, it is the highest that you're going to get. It's really hard for your body to digest and assimilate. Right behind that would be beef, red meat. And again, there, Molly, what you're talking about as far as nuts, especially tree nuts, are loaded with protein. There's a lot of great vegetables out there. Broccoli is loaded with protein. Ounce for ounce has as much protein as steak does. So I encourage everyone, if, you know, for those other meals, I know, Selena, you said you and your husband, Bob, you're making frozen desserts and frozen treats with the Vital Balance. And that's a whole, and if you've got any recipes for that kind of stuff, I would love to have you send email to them, those to me, and I will pass them on.
I can do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Glad to have those.
Also, Molly, thank you for the input on the nuts. That nuts are our main snack.
Okay, and also barley powder. It is excellent food, according I heard even FDA say the barley that we have perfect food from the land. And the perfect food from the sea then is a seaweed. I don't know what kind of a seaweed. Well, Nikan has one, which is a cholera, in the vital balance.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you like Chinese food? Like a bean sprout?
Absolutely.
Okay, then you buy some fresh bean sprout, you go into Chinese grocery store and be friends with them, and you will say, I like to be informed when your bean sprout come to the store, by when they come in. So you don't really have to pick out the root. And just rinse it with the pineapple water and either eat it raw or stir fry. Any kind of bean sprout, besides the protein, they have less now after becoming a sprout, but they have lots of vitamin E. So that is a trade-off.
Unfortunately, we live in an area of the country where there are very few specialty stores. So I have grown my own bean sprouts. That would be the other option. But we are still sticking to the paleo diet without the grains and whatnot. But obviously, the vital balance has become a main source of our nutrients. And my other question about maintaining weight, what I find with the vital balance is it really diminishes your appetite.
And that's one of the biggest keys that people find hard to swallow, no pun intended, that 125 calorie drink, if you're mixing it with water, can sustain and prolong your appetite without any hungry cravings, without your stomach, you know, growling. It's really been fascinating to see.
Amazing.
That. Absolutely amazing. And every single person, and again, we need to throw this out there, that take the challenge. Take the 7 to 10 day challenge, use the tip sheet that Mac McDonald put together, and just make a commitment that I'm going to do this for 7 days and watch what happens before you have your morning cup of coffee or two or three. I've talked to people who have to start their day with two or three cups of coffee before they get going, and that's understandable, but before you do that, take a 7 day challenge and watch what happens. Just, I dare you, I double dog dare you to watch what happens, because you will get results that'll blow your mind.
I have another things I want to give you. When I had no appetite for 5 months when I was ill with the trigeminal neuralgia, I was not sustained on any kind of nutrients. Until I was had too much acid and vomiting and all kind of things, and Madeline now keep calling me and why not use the powder that we have? I said, well, I don't think the powder tastes good unless I use a J-Quinzyme, a teaspoon of J-Quinzyme in it that make it taste so good. So from then on, for additional 1 month, I have nutrition before surgery. So, or add something to it and make it fun for you so that you would like to continue.
Okay.
I believe Pat McDonald used peanut butter in it when she...
Now, what Pat Terry uses now, because she reached her ideal weight, is that she adds a little bit of peanut butter to the shake that she puts in the blender. And that totally alters the flavor of it. And you can do that. Absolutely. When you reach your ideal targeted weight or what you feel you should be based on your size, height, and, you know, width of your shoulders and all that stuff, you know, if you're honest, and the problem is most Americans aren't honest. We justify a big gut, or we justify a big rear end. We justify all these things and say, well, my family's, you know, okay, whatever. But if you're honest and you reach that ideal weight and that ideal target, then you can start to play with it. But again, that first 7 to 10 days when you start with it, keep it as pure as you possibly can. For the sake of time, I want to make sure that everybody understands that what what Molly has experienced, and even what Selena, what you and your husband Bob have experienced with the medium chain triglycerides, it's a huge, huge attribute that does not exist in most of the shakes that I've looked at that are out there. And in the formulation and everything else that we've got going, it really, really is a profound and solution that we need to take advantage of. It's not that we need to all switch complete gears and not focus on all the other neat, wonderful NECAN solutions, the magnetics, the far infrared, the negative ions. That's not it at all. Sleep well, sleep, water, air, nutrition. We have the complete package. And sometimes we need to start with that nutritional element so people can get the maximum experience out of all the other areas that we're dealing with. So I wanna wrap things up, and Molly is no stranger to Saturday AM Live, and I know Selena as well, so they'll be back, and when we get into Q&A times, they'll be here with us again. But I will make sure, I've already emailed Molly's story to Steve Crowfoot. It'll be on the website shortly. So be looking for that on SaturdayAMLive.com. That's www.SaturdayAMLive.com if you've never been to the website. All spelled out, and that'll take you right in there. And that's where all these recordings are.
Okay.
Go ahead, Molly.
It's very interesting from Dr. Porter's book on Alzheimer's disease. She wrote, there are ways you can put ketones in your body. Three ways. By starvation. First, when you don't eat anything, the body kick off and work on the fats you have, and you get the ketone to produce, and that survives in your brain cell. Secondly, eat something with ketone. Produce ketone. That's what we do. Thirdly, treatment with a ketone body. So I don't know how that is done, but these are the three ways. And what she said in that book is very, very, so exactly similar than what the principles of Roger Jomer said.
Right, and what's the title of the book again, Molly?
Alzheimer's Disease.
Alzheimer's Disease. And the author is?
It is, and the author is Mary T. Newport. N-E-W-P-O-R-T.
Okay, so Mary T. Newport, and the title of the book is Alzheimer's Disease.
Yes.
And this is something that Roger has addressed. Roger Drummer and I have had more conversations about this in the last few months. Anything else, and we're going to be seeing more of this. I've mentioned it before, but with legalization of marijuana, several states, Oregon, California, and Washington out here on the West Coast.
Colorado
now as well. Thank you, Selena. You're going to see in the next 5-10 years, I'm not a predictionist, I'm not a forecaster, it's inevitable. We're going to see more and more cases of Alzheimer's disease amongst people even younger. And what Roger referenced in a conversation that we had, that currently in the Netherlands, they're dealing with 18,000 cases of Alzheimer's under the age of 30. Under the age of 30. 18,000 cases. Why is that? Well, he attributes it to the overuse of marijuana for recreational use, which in the state of Washington, that's completely legal. If you're over 18, you can use marijuana for recreational use only. Now, you can't sell it, but you can use it. In the state of Oregon, if you have a medical card, it's the same thing. You get a prescription and you can use it. The downside is, destroying the brain is the main, it's just the main consequence.
Dance?
Yes.
Can you give me the source of that Dutch study or Holland study?
It's not a Dutch study. This was a conversation that took place between Roger Drummer and a medical doctor about, I want to say, 6-8 months ago when he was over in Europe, and I may have my time frame completely skewed. But this gentleman came up to him at a NECN meeting, this doctor, and said, could you help us understand why we're dealing with such a high percentage? And when you look at the population of the country, it's not that high of a number, but still, 18,000 cases under the age of 30, that is unacceptable.
Our town is fighting, trying to keep the marijuana shops out of town, and we have a town council meeting coming up, and I want to have all the weapons I can present to help keep these out.
What I will do, Selena, is I'm going to email you Roger Drummer's address, the one that I use.
Right.
And why don't you just email him directly and say, you know, Vance mentioned this on his call, and could you just put some thoughts in an email, ask him for that. I think he would do that and explain why. Just keep it short and sweet to him, and I think he would do that for you with his name and his, you know, credentials on there, and you can pull some other stuff from his website and then say that this is what is going on, and this is why. It's one thing, and I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but it's one thing to explore utilizing different things that, as some would say, they're natural. It's a natural herb. But when the natural herb used in the way people are using it, the consequences or the side effects are destroying the brain, the frontal lobe of the brain, there's a problem there, and that's where we're not realizing. I mean, we're doing the same thing with gluttony, okay, and we have been now for decades.
And also statin drugs.
The statin drugs and on and on and on. But if we can be just open and honest and say, hey, you can't keep doing that. You know, Dr. Wayne Dyer, he's, a quarter of a century, no alcohol. And it all stemmed from, he said, you know, a doctor shared with me that every time I consume an adult beverage, it destroys this much of my brain. So I just quit. He just stopped. And here's a guy who's written just dozens and dozens of wonderful books that have changed people's lives. So anyways, let's finish it at that. Let's say goodbye for now before we open it up for Q&A.
Yes.
But I want to thank Molly Chang so much. Thank you, Selena, for sharing that little update. And we will look forward to having everybody back next week, same time, same number. Let me sign off for now so Steve can put a bow on the conversation.
Dan says, yes. Madeline, can I make one comment? Actually, two. I would like to edify Molly. I've known her for years and walked this journey with her. Being a good bee today and listening, I learned more. She's a wealth of information. In reaction
to...
you were excellent, excellent. And thank you, Vance, for featuring her for an entire hour. And in relation to Selena's question, just the same way that NECN is about balance, whenever any book or any doctor or anybody tells you one thing, don't ever eat a green, only eat bacon, whatever, it's... God gave us a variety of fruits and vegetables and animals and grass and whatever in this world to enjoy. Variety is important. Drummer talks about homeostasis. He uses that term. When you get to the ideal body weight, you will maintain your ideal body weight. You don't have to, based upon the size of your bone structure and so forth, you don't have to worry if you keep eating the way you're eating that you're going to go down to Molly Chung's size. You have to be Molly Chung's bone size to be Molly Chung's size, and even she can go up a little. So just variety, and variety like even enjoying. If you have a grandchild with a birthday, there's nothing wrong with a piece of cake and ice cream with that grandchild. And so it's when we say never, and we don't occasionally enjoy an ice cream cone or enjoy the variety of the wonderful foods that there are in the world, that's when we start having imbalances. And disease is out of balance or imbalance. And what our whole philosophy about is being in
balance. I am, not I am. So I don't think I'd worry too much about that. Just enjoy life and keep doing what you're doing. And Molly, you were excellent. And Vance, this is so special to have this type of offering to educate everybody, and I applaud and edify you.
Well, thank you, Madeline. And
thank you so much.
I can reference one last thing, is that we all have access to the Wake Up Story, the Healthy Child, Healthy World short video. And I cannot think of a better way to help people understand is that just to get them to start thinking that direction, that if you take 25, as we heard in Anaheim a couple of years ago from the CEO of that organization, if you take 25 elementary school children who all test positive for pesticides and chemicals loaded in their body, and in 4 days' time put them on an organic diet, and only one out of that 25, so 24 of 25, that's what, 95% are completely clean. There's no toxicity in their bloodstream whatsoever. If that can happen in 4 days, imagine what can happen if we go, you know, weeks and months and years from eating and consuming things that are clean and allowing the Pymac water to purify our bodies and everything to function in its entirety. And Madeline, thank you for the comment again about taking one source of information. We don't put Roger Drummer on a pedestal and say, well, he says this, so I'm going to, you know. No, we take it all into consideration and look at everything that's out there and say, okay, wait, what, because all of our bodies are different. So let's take it all into the hopper and let's see what works best for us, because if we all convert over to the zone diet, or we all convert over to the paleo diet, or we all can convert over to the Mediterranean diet, there's going to be some problems with that. Let's look at things in moderation, and the vital balance is the absolute most fantastic solution that I've found that's out there that can really, and maybe once you get to your ideal targeted weight, maybe it's not every single day. However, it is a huge, huge boost in the right direction. There are some absolutes that I will not deviate from, and the Jade Greenzymes is one of them. I mean, every single morning I will not deviate, and I will not go without that. One immunity and a half a teaspoon of Jade Greenzymes underneath my tongue, that's how I start the day, very first thing. Well, sometimes I may use the restroom prior, but bottom line is that's the first thing that goes into my body. What's in the Jade Greenzymes, as Molly's referenced, the best way to get that that barley into the body is through the Jade Greenzymes. And folks, if you're not using that, you're missing out. It's still the number one nutritional product with Neacan. And as I mentioned last week, you can see it in the news segments. The packets are disappearing because of the manufacturing issue. So get it in jars, get it in capsule. Mix it with water, mix it with juice, however you have to get it into your body. I like it straight up, because of the effects as for my body as far as the alertness first thing in the morning. But try it. So anyways, all that said, again, thank you, Molly. Thank you, Selena. Thank you, Madeline, for the comments. Let's say goodbye for now. Look forward to having you all back real soon. Again, SaturdayAMLive.com is where you can find all this recording and so many other fantastic resources. So thanks again, everyone. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Neacan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.